Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began Simon Shin Ayin Dalet yesterday, and Mirtz Hashem, we're going to finish it today. We begin on the very top line with Sif Beis. We're dealing here with two different chatzeros that have various connections between them, and what happens when they change on Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, Hoya kosel ben shnei chatzeros. You had a wall between two different courtyards. Normally you would not be allowed to go and make a single Erev Chatzeros because the wall doesn't have a Pesach, it doesn't have a Chalon between them. So each side made its own Erev Chatzeros. Left side, Chatzer A, right side, Chatzer B. They each made their own Erev Chatzeros. Ve'er v'kolachas li'atzma, as I just said. And then, v'nifratz ha'kosel b'Shabbos. You now have a breach in that wall that occurs on Shabbos. The Chafetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschel v'nifratz ha'kosel b'Shabbos says, ha'inu b'miliuo o b'yoser mi'eser amos. Of course, the entire divide between the two, or at least 10 amos wide, so it's not going to be considered over here a Pesach or a Chalon. It's going to be a full-fledged breach of halachic significance between courtyards A and B. Now, previously, courtyard A could carry from the courtyard into the houses, from the houses into the courtyard, and respectively B could do the same thing. But now they're open to each other. Does that impact anything? So the Mechaber writes, Mutarim letaltel kol haShabbos, kol echod b'chatzero, afilu klei habayis. Doesn't change anything around. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, each was in their own self-defined courtyard with an Erev Chatzeros, separate one for A, a separate one for B, they're allowed to continue, even though it's breached now on Shabbos, because it was good at the beginning of Shabbos, we say, hutra, hutra. Once it was good, it is still good, and the people in courtyard A can carry from their houses into courtyard A, and from the courtyard into the houses in A, same thing with B, but they're not allowed to go carry one into the other. That they never have the right to do so. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Zayin, the after kol chotzer nifratz atul rishus acheres, even though now courtyard A is totally opened up to courtyard B, or at least 10 amos, so it's not going to be over here a Pesach, it's going to be a pirtza, it's going to be a breach, she'ein mishutofim yachad, and they're not connected as a single area of chatzeros. Fabi nifratz l'mokom arzalo, and each side is now opened up to an area that it's forbidden to it. Nevertheless, mikol mokom, we allow over here. Kivin shebein hashmoshes hayimuter. At the beginning of Shabbos, during the bein hashmoshes time, each of their respective area of chatzeros took effect. Hutor l'chol haShabbos. It is in fact permissible all Shabbos long. The issue footnote number 10 brings down. This is actually a machlokus in the Gemara in Erevin, where it's a machlokus Rav Shmuel. Rav holds she'ein omrim hol v'hutra hutra, and in this situation, he would not allow you to continue carrying, but Shmuel says you are allowed to hold the hutra hutra, and therefore you would be allowed to carry each within its respective courtyard, and in this situation, we paskin like Shmuel. The rest of the Dirshu footnote over here discusses how come we paskin like Shmuel? Normally we paskin like Rav in Isurim, and this seems to be a situation that we should have paskin like Rav. Read the rest of the footnote for why we paskin here like Shmuel. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Ches tells us that you would even be allowed to carry stuff in the houses into the courtyard. The ilu klei achatzer mutar l'tatal af mechatzer l'chatzer gam kishenifratz. He says the utensils is certainly not a problem that are in the courtyard because you're allowed to move them in a courtyard that's enclosed anyway, and you're allowed to move from one courtyard into another courtyard as long as they're both enclosed, even if you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. So from the items already in the courtyard, you can move them all over the place. But he's telling us that in this situation, even though the Kol HaChatzeros Rishusachas, even though the courtyards themselves are perfectly permissible, nevertheless, in this situation, we retain Chatzer A and Chatzer B, even though they're now breached to each other, as we already explained, Kedel, Beresh, Simon, Shinai, and Beis. Now the Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol Chatzer Shenifritza B'Shabbos Lushus HaRabim. Here, you're not talking about a breach between Chatzer A to Chatzer B. Now you're talking about Chatzer A is the breach now into the Rishus HaRabim. Oh, the Carmelis, or into a Carmelis. In this situation, also, now you're no longer allowed to carry within Chatzer A that got breached. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes, Bazel Lo Amrinan. In this situation, we don't say Kivin Shutra Hutra like we just paskin a moment ago from a Chatzer to a Chatzer, Kmo Damrinan Meikara, because Disham Lo Nifratz El Chatzer Shu Rishus HaYochid Kmo, because there's no real Takala that can come out. Technically, they're both Rishus HaYochid. There's no Issa Darais if you're to carry from one to the other. It's only in a Darabonin that we make you have an Erev Chatzeros. So in that situation, the rabbis didn't institute any additional restrictions over here. So there, it's only rabbinically prohibited because the rabbi said, if we allow you to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid like this, you may come to carry into Rishus HaRabim. So when the breach broke over here, and you now have an opening between these two Rishus HaYochid, the rabbis didn't make any additional restrictions. But here, Avozeh Shenifratz Rishus Acheres Mamish, but here there's Rishus HaYochid, this Chatzah, the Erev Chatzeros, is now breached into a Carmelis, and certainly into Rishus HaRabim, Lo Arinon Bei, Ho Vuhutra Hutra. We no longer say, once it was good, it's good for the rest of Shabbos. And then he tells us, look in the Bir HaLoch, Ayin and Bir HaLocha, and if you look in Dibra Maschil, And the Bir Halacha the Carmelis, he tells us, Ayin the Beis Yosef, Shekosav, the Ayinu, Sha'osu, Latalto, Besoche, Chotzi, Yosef, Yarab, Amos. That which we said you're not allowed to carry over here when it's breached into a Carmelis is you're not allowed to carry beyond Dalet Amos. However, Besoch Dalet Amos, within the Dalet Amos of that Carmelis or that Chotzi, you can carry. And this would even include going from the Chotzi into the Carmelis as long as your total distance isn't more than Dalet Amos. The Mogen Avraham, however, says, he's not sure about this. The Efshur, the Al Pi Kain, Shem Chotzer Olav. He says here, you may still consider it like a Chotzer, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Carmelis, even though you're going less than Dalet Amos. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, however, that the Chazon Ish was Meikel, and the Chofetz Chaim himself in the Bir Halacha brings down various other opinions that go both Lekula and Lechumra Ayin Shom. He does conclude, Nira She'ein Lohokil. His final pronouncement, halachically, is that you shouldn't be Meikel in this situation. The issue footnote number 11 brings down a somewhat complicated discussion over here as to whether the din would be different over here if it was enclosed with a Tzuras HaPesach. And he brings down a kula from the Shelus HaTshuvas Har HaKarmel, Ayin Shom, in this Deir Shu footnote. Deir Shu footnote number 12 brings down, Imachotze Nifritzo LeKarpaf, so if it's breached over here into a Karpaf, and he has two scenarios, if the Karpaf is less than a Beis HaSayim, and in the next paragraph he has the Halacha, what if the Karpaf is greater than a Beis HaSayim, and there's a Machlokis in both of these situations, again, Ayin Shom in this footnote for further details. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Chaber continues and he writes, Chotzer Kitano Shenifritzo Kodim Shabbos B'milua L'Gdola. You can see something that looks a little bit like this in diagram number 15, but not exactly so, as we will explain. But you basically have a small chotzer that has a wall separating it from the larger chotzer, and then that wall connecting them is breached. But that, don't look at the picture in diagram 15 exactly, because as we'll see, the sides, what we call the gifufim, is not the case that we're talking about yet. We'll get to that case later on. So right now you have a small chotzer that loses the wall between it and the larger chotzer, so it's breached on its entirety, as that's what we mean over here, b'milua ligdola. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, d'ilu b'Shabbos amrinun kivin shutru hutru. This is talking about that it occurred on Shabbos, because if it occurred before Shabbos, then each one has its own separate chotzer and its own separate Eruv Chatzeros, and now that there's a breach and it doesn't ruin it because it's not being breached into a Rishus HaRabim or a Karmelis as we had in Siv Beis. And Bimilua Ligdola, Sivkot Yudal, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rotz Lomer, Sheyu Smuchim Zelazer, they're adjacent to each other, the Kosel Maset Beinayim, and originally there was a wall between the smaller courtyard and the larger courtyard, and now on Shabbos, Vinifrat's Kol HaKosel Azeh, the entire Kosel got broken, or, as we'll see, the Mechaber continues, and he says, that this breach over here, the smaller courtyard, was less than 10 amos wide. So even though it's totally open, it's still less than 10 amos. Less than 10 amos is the magic number for it being called a Pesach and not a breach. So if it's less than 10 amos, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yud Beis, Dilu Yosim Yasar was more than 10 amos, Lo Shayach Lomar Diktanihi Kepisko Shogdola, you can't say that the smaller courtyard is serving, so to say, as a Pesach to the larger courtyard, because a Pesach can be only less than 10 amos. The Pisco Yosem Yasser Amos, if it's more than 10 amos, lo ad the inshi. People don't make such large openings. They make breaches that are more than 10 amos. And therefore, we're talking here about, even though it's totally breached, but it's less than 10 amos. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Gedola muteris lahotzi kelim sheshav subabayis lechatzera im erev oliatzma. Since if each area, the larger area and the smaller courtyard, if each of them had made their own Erev Chatzeros, they originally separated by a wall, so they couldn't make an Erev Chatzeros together, and now the wall between them is breached. So in this situation, the larger area still has the use of its chotzer, and people can transfer things from the chotzer into the house, from the house into the chotzer, from the larger courtyard only. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, Ve'enaktan oserisla, the smaller courtyard doesn't ruin it for the larger courtyard. Why? The hagdola yeshlo gifufim, because there are the sides, the walls of the larger chotzer are still present. And therefore, the opening into the smaller courtyard functions as an opening, as a Pesach, and not as a breach. And therefore, Sivkot Yudalit, Lohotzi Kelim Sheshav Subayis Uchule, the people in the larger courtyard can move stuff from their houses into the courtyard and vice versa. Dilu Kelim Sheshav Subachotzer, and certainly the Kelim that are already in the chotzer at the start of Shabbos, Mutal Lechatchila Lohotzi Ach Lechotzer Acheres. Those Kalim that are in the larger courtyard when Shabbos starts, are allowed to be moved to any courtyard, even one that you did not make an Erev Chatzeres to, as long as they're all enclosed. So this smaller courtyard is going to still be enclosed. So afilu kishalo Erev Yachad, even though they didn't make any sort of a Erev Chatzeres, you can always move stuff, as we've learned previously in the Simonim before this, that you can move anywhere within Gagos, within Chatzeres, Karpifios, you can move all over the place as long as they're all enclosed. And therefore, Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishbur says, as long as the larger chatzer made an Erev Chatzeros, they can still move from their houses into this chatzer. Avolim lo Erev, but if they didn't make an Erev, of course they can. Afi Asur, of course you can't move from the houses into the courtyard. The Mechaber continues and he says, however, the smaller courtyard, Uktana, Asura lahotzi kelim sheshav suba bayis lechatzera. In the smaller courtyard, even though they originally had an Erev Chatzeros there, any house inside this smaller courtyard cannot take the utensils from inside the house and bring them into the courtyard, or bring from the courtyard back into those houses, Elohim kein Erev Yachad, unless they had made a single joint large Erev Chatzeros with the larger courtyard, because there was some Pesach or Chalon there originally. The Mishbur explains the reasoning behind this, because the Hare Kosel Shalom Nifritza Bimilua Lagdola, because from the smaller courtyard's point of view, the entire courtyard is open now to an area that's also to it. Shimakama Asula, and therefore you can't go and use this smaller courtyard anymore, even if they originally had an Erev Chatzeros. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, the Ramasu Katana Asura explains, the Nifritza Bimilua means Haklal Milua Nikra Hecha Delesle Pas Arbo Bechotzer. And what it means, it's totally breached. It doesn't have to be totally breached. It just means that there can't be on one side a 4 tefach board still remaining of the wall, or on either side a little bashu, or some say a tefach at least on either side. That's called breached entirely, and therefore it's considered nifratz lemakom ha'aser, and you can't carry within that area anymore, even though you originally had an Erev Chatzeros on the smaller courtyard. The Mechaber continues and he says, this is true. This is true if the smaller courtyard enters into the larger courtyard. And here's where we begin to include the details in Dirshu footnote number 15 to tell us under what circumstances it's allowed. And here he tells us over here that the walls, the side walls over here of the smaller courtyard, are going past the original fourth wall of the larger courtyard, which goes into the side of the smaller courtyard, as you can see. And therefore, to the both sides of this smaller courtyard, although we'll actually see it, to one side would be fine as well, there are spaces there that are closed off. The Mishbur explained in Sivkot Yudzayin, wrote Solomar, a Masayak Tanur Surah, under what circumstances is the smaller courtyard not allowed to carry within it? As you can see in the diagram in the issue footnote number 15, there's a schematic of it at the bottom in the Tzurim, an Os 1 and 2, which are the exact same thing. One is from the Ber Hagola, and one is over here from the Mishnah Brura, and the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 15 shows it a little bit more three-dimensional. So when those walls of the smaller courtyard are entering into the larger courtyard, so then bishtayim v'shalosh amos, if they enter in 2 or 3 amos, then it is considered over here that it is fully breached, and you're not allowed to carry within this area anymore, even if they originally had an Erev Chatzeros. The Mechaber states over here, if this is going in, kishakosle ketanim uflogim shlosha tfachim kosle yorchidole, they're entering into at least 3 tfachim of the larger courtyard, then it ruins it for the smaller courtyard. The imlo came, but if it doesn't, haisa ketana niteres, then the smaller courtyard, if it's flush, so to say, with the breach, with the larger courtyard, it is actually permissible still to carry the smaller courtyard if you made an Erev Chatzeros, based upon the principle, ayidei nira mibachutz v'shab mivnim. It's only visible on the outside, but it seems to be identical on the inside. The walls seem to continue, so then it would be halachically considered good, and you can still carry within that area. This is a principle we've learned previously, and it's reintroduced over here. Now notice, in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin, he said, when is this ruined? Here the Mishnah Berurah has a lashon of 2 or 3 amos, as opposed to the 3 tefachim that the Mechaber told us. So where does this come from? So the Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down, this is the lashon of Rashi and Erivin, and the Prima Godin says, I don't understand. Where did Rashi get this from? And he adds, he says, the Lashon of the Mechaber is correct. If it goes in 3 tefachim, that's all you need. The Tamo, and the reasoning behind this is from the Bir Halacha, in Simen Shin Samachei, so if it's less than 3 tefachim, by the principle of Lavut, it's as if it didn't go in at all, and if it's like it's still flush, and that would be the last statement of the Mechaber over here, so less than 3 tefachim applies that other rule. the opinion of the Rashba and the Ritva as well. On the other hand, the Chazonish says, in the name of the Agolos Habach, from Erevin as well, Shadayim Kosle Aktani Yichnusu Rak Mashahu Luchotzer Gdolah. You only have to go in a little bit, and he says, V'chein Stam Lahaloch, that is the Psak Haloch. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot Yudches. He says, "Dainu Mokum Knisas Mechitzos Aktana Miflagus because they are Chagdolah Shebetzida." This din is that it's entering into it either three Tvachim or two or three Amos. V'ha'ad Amin Shloshu Tvachim. Where does the Shloshu Tvachim come from? So the Mishnah Berurah himself says, "The Lav Hachi Aminu Lavud." As we just pointed out, if it's less than three Tvachim, it's not considered extending into it. Lora Chagdolah Vavikilu Lohi Muflag Klal. It's as if it's not entered into it at all. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yutes then adds, wrote to Lomar, the Amlohi Unichlasin Ubotim Kosle Ketana Sochadola. If the little courtyard doesn't go at all into the big courtyard, Haitzagam Ketana Muteris, then you can also carry within the Ketana if they had an Erev Chatzeros. The Alpha Gav the Shavim Bifneim, even though on the inside it looks the same, Shomi Besocha Roh Kol Kosle Orko Shavim, he doesn't see the difference. Shein Shomi Kosle Roch Bolefe Yosel Klum, he doesn't see any side. Tavi appeared so, the Chomi Lua, it looks like it's open on the entire breach, Harimi Bachutz, but on the other side, Besocha Gdola, Nirin Losh Yuri Kosle Mikan Mikan. You can see both sides. I know also Odev Shagdol Odev is Alaktana. Since there's two spaces to the left and to the right of the breach that are filled in by the walls of the larger one, so then that's considered good. That's called again Nira Mibachutz Shav Mivnim. Mashen Kane Kishabolt in Kostle Ketana L'Sokadola. But if the smaller courtyard extends into the larger courtyard, Nika Shaosin Shira Kosha Shagdola Om the Miyachori Pirtsa Saktana Ain't Shayachla. Then there is no connection over here, and therefore it ruins it for the inner one. Sif Dalit. Gag Katan. If you have a roof that's a smaller roof, Shenifrats Kodim Shabbos Mibilul Gag Gadol. And it's a similar idea as with the Chatzeros over here. The smaller roof is breached entirely before Shabbos starts into the larger roof area. They used to use the roofs, they were flat, and in general, one was allowed to carry on these roofs because of the principle of good osik that we'll see in a moment in Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Chav, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Avolim Shnei Hagagim Shavim, if the two are the exact same size, Osrin Zalzeh, they actually would ruin it for each other if there's now a breach. Afilu Menu Yosem Yeser Amos, even if the breach is less than 10 Amos, Dari Nivritsu Bimilul and Zelazet, because each of them is now opening up into an area that you wouldn't be allowed to carry into. Sivkan Chof Aleph. So this breach occurred over here, Kodim Shabbos. Lav Davka. He says, Vakavon Shoyso Pasuch Lagaga Samuchlo, that it's open to the Gag that's next to it. Lav Davka, that there was a wall there that broke. So it could be just as well. The Begag Lo, I reached Beshoyim and Techil Mechitz. It didn't have to have a wall there at the beginning. What did it say is a wall that broke? And not get Lashon Nifrats, I did a Soy Gimel, because that's what we were talking about previously. So here again, the key point is that there was no wall right now at the start of Shabbos between the larger Gag and the smaller Gag. So in this situation, Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chof Beis, it happened before Shabbos, be it be Shabbos, then we'd have the principle, Arminu, Kivin, Shutra, Hutra, V'chanal, as we've already explained. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Gimel, it's totally breached. Hayinu Shekol Gaga Katan, Yemuchuvin, Neged Gaga Gadol, L'Samuchlo. This is exactly what we talked about before. Small roof is totally breached to the larger roof. Umari Nami, we're talking here, Shalom Eru Baleim Yachad, there's no Eruv singly between the two of them. V'gam Shein Gaga Katan, Machzik Yosem Yasser Amos, and it's likewise not bigger than 10 Amos, because then you'd have all the problems that we had previously in Siv Gimel, V'chanal, B'Siv Gimel. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Katan also, we had the word katan over here. Katan is also lahalos olav kelim sheshavzu b'bayis. You can't bring into this top roof, the smaller roof, from the house into that roof. However, we got the muta, but the people in the larger roof can go bring from the house onto this roof. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chotala, the Hari Nifratz and Rishus Chaver also low, because it's going into an area that's breached into an area that you're not allowed to go into, exactly the same as the Chatzeros. However, this is only talking about Sheshavzu B'bayis. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei. Dilu Kelim Sheshavzu Alagag. If they were already on the roof by Erev Shabbos, Mutal Latatul Amafilu Lagag Chaveru B'li Erev Klal. As we've already mentioned many times in Simon Shinayim Beis Sif Aleph, all the roofs, as long as they're enclosed, are considered one area. Why is this enclosed over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot and Chavav. B'hotzi Keli Abayis Algago. You're allowed to bring from the house into the roof. The Gaga Katan Lagabi Nechshav Kepesach Bi'almo Kimishain Bo Yosem Yeser Amos. So this is considered a Pesach into the smaller one. So the top one, the larger one, is still considered enclosed. And the roof walls are actually the house walls that are considered halachically extended up. So the Mechaber continues, Vushiu Mechitzas Abayis Nikoros L'misha Omid Alagag. You have to be able to see the walls of the house from the top of the roof. In other words, the roof is flush with the walls of the house. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon Chav Zayin, Shekol Gago Shehalohen Halakim Yulo Mishpon, that they were all flat and not slanted like our roofs. Ukshein Bolei Dagag Menakson Melachutz. And as long as the roof over here doesn't extend out over the walls of the house. Near Mechitzas Habayis La'omdin, Asfas Hagag, Kishmestakim Tachas Reglem, you can see the walls of the house as you stand on the roof, and we then say, Amino, good Asik Mechitzas, Kilu Mukav Mechitzas Lamalos Habib Gag. We consider the walls of the house to be extending above the floor of the roof and going up like it's a regular Mechitzas on the roof. But if the roof is extending outwards, then you can't see the mechitzos. Any mechitzos are by sneer and enormous good osik mechitzos. So you can't say that rule in this situation, and the roof becomes like a caramelist. But also l'taltel. B'chol echot she'en lo shum mechitzos afilu kelim sheshavsu al agag kimasoch arba amos. Then it's like a regular caramelist on the roof, and you can't carry beyond dalet amos. So the mechaber continues. Avol me'enam in the course. If you can't see the walls, kimin shagag bolit aleim habi caramelist. The roof is a caramelist. Elo im kim pasuch lo me'abayis chalon arba arba. Unless you have a passageway from the roof into the house through some sort of a window or skylight. Says it has to extend more than arba tefachim for this to apply. Otherwise, it doesn't apply. Sivkot and chavtes, there is a skylight. It's considered like chorish or sayachet, and you'd be allowed to carry up there. With that, we conclude today's shir and simashin ayin dalit.